And yet, said the man, you happen to be less wrong on this particular shuttle flight than you would have been in any other shuttle filled with launchies heading for battle school. And do you know why? He did not choose to speak. Does anyone know why? Can anyone guess? I am inviting speculation. No one accepted the invitation. Then let me choose a volunteer. There is a child here named, improbable as it might sound, Bean. Would that child please speak? Here it comes, thought Bean. He was filled with dread, but he was also filled with excitement, because this was what he wanted, though he did not know why. Look at me. Talk to me, you with the power, you with the authority. I'm here, sir, said Bean. The man made a show of looking and looking, unable to see where Bean was. Of course, it was a sham. He knew exactly where Bean was sitting before he ever spoke. I can't see where your voice came from. Would you raise a hand? Bean immediately raised his hand. He realized, to his shame, that his hand did not even reach to the top of the high-backed seat. I still can't see you, said the man, though of course he could. I give you permission to unstrap and stand on your seat. Bean immediately complied, peeling off the harness and bounding to his feet. He was barely taller than the back of the seat in front of him. Ah, there you are, said the man. Bean, would you be so kind as to speculate about why, in this shuttle, Nero comes closer to being correct than on any other? Maybe somebody here scored highest on a lot of tests. Not just a lot of tests, Bean. All the tests of intellect. All the psychological tests. All the tests pertinent to command. Every one of them. Higher than anyone else on this shuttle. So I was right, said the newly defiant Nero. No, you were not, said the man. Because that remarkable child, the one who scored highest on all the tests related to command, happens to have scored the very lowest on the physical tests. And do you know why? No one answered. Bean, as long as you're standing, can you speculate about why this one child might have scored lowest on the physical tests? Bean knew how he had been set up, and he refused to try to hide from the obvious answer. He would say it, even though the question was designed to make the others detest him for answering it. After all, they would detest him anyway, no matter who said the answer. Maybe he scored lowest on the physical tests because he's very, very small. Groans from many boys showed their disgust at his answer, at the arrogance and vanity that it suggested. But the man in uniform only nodded gravely. As should be expected from a boy of such remarkable ability, you are exactly correct. Only this boy's unusually small stature prevented Nero from being correct about there being one child with higher scores than everybody else. He turned to Nero. So close to not being a complete fool, he said. And yet, even if you had been right, it would only have been by accident. A broken clock is right 2 times a day. Sit down now, Bean, and put on your harness. The refueling is over and we're about to boost. Bean sat down. He could feel the hostility of the other children. There was nothing he could do about that right now, and he wasn't sure that it was a disadvantage anyway. What mattered was the much more puzzling question, why did the man set him up like that? If the point was to get the kids competing with each other, they could have passed around a list with everyone's scores on all the tests so they all could see where they stood. Instead, Bean had been singled out. He was already the smallest and knew from experience that he was, therefore, a target for every mean-spirited impulse in a bully's heart. So why did they draw this big circle around him and all these arrows pointing at him, practically demanding that he be the main target of everyone's fear and hate? Draw your targets. Aim your darts. I'm going to do well enough in this school that someday I'll be the one with the authority, and then it won't matter who likes me. What will matter is who I like. As you may remember, said the man, before the first fart from the mouthhole of Nero Baker Boy here, I was starting to make a point. I was telling you that even though some child here may seem like a prime target for your pathetic need to assert supremacy in a situation where you are unsure of being recognized for the hero that you want people to think you are, you must control yourself and refrain from poking or pinching, jabbing or hitting, or even making snidely provocative remarks or sniggering like warthogs just because you think somebody is an easy target. And the reason why you should refrain from doing this is because you don't know who in this group is going to end up being your commander in the future, the admiral when you're a mere captain. And if you think for one moment that they will forget how you treated them now, today, then you really are a fool. If they're good commanders, they'll use you effectively in combat no matter how they despise you. But they don't have to be helpful to you in advancing your career. They don't have to nurture you and bring you along. They don't have to be kind and forgiving. Just think about that. The people you see around you will someday be giving you orders that will decide whether you live or die. I'd suggest you work on earning their respect, not trying to put them down so you can show off like some schoolyard punk.